Hey, welcome. This is
I need a drink.
Oh, good job. You did well there.
Good. Thanks.
A podcast where we talk to entrepreneurs and show what it's really like to own a business. It's not all easy peasy. It's hard. And most of the time, it just plain sucks. Makes you go home and just say, ugh, I need a drink.
I need a drink.
I know, I saw your roll, your eyes there. That's nice. Thank you, Kim.
Because I tried jumping in and I missed my cue.
Oh.
So I left you alone on that one. I left you hanging.
Oh, it's all good. We'll get it next time.
All right.
I'm Isabella.
And I'm Kim.
Yay. And we're your hosts for this lovely, amazing, beautiful podcast where we're going to drink beer. On today's episode, we're going to talk about setting long-term business decisions. So basically making decisions, and when you start your business, you ask people advice and you try to determine what to do next, what not to do next. And our first guest is David.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
How's it going?
Good, good. Very excited to be here.
Yay.
First podcast ever.
First podcast?
First podcast
wow.
ever.
Virgin.
Yeah.
We just popped your cherry.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. My podcast cherry.
So you want to drink me?
Sure, let's do this. Right. I don't usually drink, period, let alone.
Really? Oh, man, it might be a disaster at the end of this then.
Middle of a Wednesday afternoon.
Well, I just had a baby, so, you know, this might help me.
Yes, you have. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's
that's
fun.
Awesome.
How, it's fun. You know, maybe we can throw that in there, you know, when, during the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely not an obstacle. I don't want to call my baby an obstacle, but...
they create obstacles. I just had a baby as well.
And a challenge.
They're challenging.
Especially when you're trying to have a business.
Exactly.
Yeah. Work late hours. Yeah. You know, and
not too much mat leave.
Kim is trying to start her own thing and become a, I guess like you could say, a full-time entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you guys will have a bit to talk about.
Absolutely.
So first, how about you tell us who you are and what you do in life?
I'm a graphic designer, web designer, and print supplier, but I do mostly graphic design. I do creative work, branding for a lot of companies. I did the branding for Mr. Steer. I did the branding for the Rockabella Towers that are being built on René Lévesque.
That's awesome.
The tallest residential building in Montreal, maybe Quebec. So they're putting up the sign there now. It looks really, really nice. Yeah, so I do a lot of branding. I like to focus on branding. That's my favorite thing.
How long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing this for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
On my own, all by myself.
Good stuff.
So when you first started,
yes,
how did it work in your head? Like, how did you know what you should do, what you should not do?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. That's what's the amazing thing is that, you know, I went to school. I did 3 years at Dawson College, graphic design.
It's a good school for graphic design. It's
absolutely,
one of the
best. Absolutely.
Plug. Sponsor us.
And, you know, and 3 years is a good program. You know, a lot of people do less, but graphic design at Dawson was 3 years. We really learned a lot of the fundamentals, and there were a few little like business courses, you know, teaching you how to invoice, teaching you how to deal with clients, things like that. It was really like a small course, really nothing in too in depth. It was something silly like you create your invoice and then the teacher would look at your invoice and see if did the invoice right.
But that's really good though, because nobody really teaches you that. I have a lot of people that will, because I've been doing this for a really long time too, and people will just ask me questions like all the time, sending me a message saying, I've never done an invoice before. Can you send me a template? Can you like send me a sample even for contracts? So it's good that Dawson will do little things like that.
It's a nice starting point. Being that we're talking about the foundation, Dawson was a great foundation in terms of the business, in terms of like giving you just like a little bit of a hint on how to work with clients and how to bill them. However, everyone's different. Everyone bills differently. Everyone invoices differently. There's a different way to collect. Everyone has their own way. So, so the reason I'm getting into that is because it really wasn't an in-depth course
because everybody's individual. So they can't really give you that.
So really, so you really have that little starting point and then you're on your own, you know, when you get into freelancing. When I got out, I worked for a company for maybe a year. After that, I just freelanced the whole time. Like during school, I was like...
Wow, so you really had that thing. Like not even like a 9-to-5. I had a 9-to-5 at least to like steal ideas.
It was just 1 year. Like I really had no experience with an agency. It was just really an in-house. house, and I was the only designer there. So I never had any guidance from any designers, any entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Wow. I just looked at the boss of the company that I worked for, and I was like, man, I want to be like him. And, you know, he comes in for 2 hours a day, and, you know, and I realized
nice.
That.
The dream.
And I realized graphic design is not at all like that. You got to put in your work. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I got out, it really was a blank slate. It was really trial and error the whole time. I would mess up. I would screw up projects really mm-hmm. badly, but I was awesome. So into it. I was so ready to be my own boss. During school, I created my own logo by the second year. You know, everyone's like, you create your own logo? You want to work for yourself? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to work for myself.
Be my own boss.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how I've always been. Like, I'm a graphic designer, and just as importantly, I'm an entrepreneur. I've always felt like that, you know? So
what kind of advice did you ask people when you first started?
Yes. So what kind of advice? Did I? I don't even remember if I asked people advice. Like, I was just like, I just did my thing. Like, I had no one to ask. Like, I had no connections. In graphic design, I had no mentors. So basically, I would just ask people who did have their own business, how would I do this? Or, you know, I would just look at what worked and what didn't work at first. I really didn't know who to go to. It was really just, yeah. So I worked with a company. We kind of shared an office with them. They were a design company doing something else. They had started just as early as me, but they had a lot of support behind them, you know, monetary support, business
support. Mommy and daddy.
Whatever it was, you know. I had none of that. I was really in. I had zero in my bank account. I had a laptop and I rented a desk from their office.
Wow.
And I kind of looked to them as, you know, a little bit of support, business support, and, you know,
just simple advice.
Sure, sure. And I saw right away that although we did good work together, I did not share the same business values.
Views, yeah.
Views as they did. I would work as late as possible. I would stay up till 4 a.m. to get the projects done.
Right.
Good. Low rent, low expenses. You know, I was like, I'm not going to be spending too much money that I don't have to start up this business. I'm just going to start this foundation with hard work. It sounds cliche, but that's how it was.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that it's like actually hard work. You're going to have to do it.
Absolutely. Especially in this business, especially in graphic design.
Which is like a million people.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, that's what sets us apart. That's what sets apart, like, you know, some of the times the graphic designers last and that don't is the ones that put in a lot of work. But anyways, so, you know, they would give me advice and I would follow it. And sometimes I would follow it even though my heart didn't feel that way. I don't know if I want to get into specifics, but maybe I should. You know, spending on people to help you, outsourcing, like these people would outsource, spend a lot of money on outsourcing, you know. I felt it was more important to do the work myself at that point in my life, starting up. I didn't feel there was any value in sending all my work to somebody. You know, I would rather keep it all
learn there. And learn. Live and learn.
Exactly. And that was the right time to do it. The thing is, they were in the same position I was, but they had the monetary backing to hire other people. And I felt they didn't learn the way I did. They didn't go through the really, really hard times that I did. And you know what? Those hard times were a huge foundation for me.
Sure.
If I was a knight as a graphic designer, I would have scars all over me. My armor would be broken. I would have a gimpy leg or something. You know, I've been through the trenches in this business. You know, I've gotten it all. To weird businesses, to cool businesses, to underpayers, overpayers. You know, I've been through it all. So and I felt like that really helped me.
How do you find that helped you, having gone through
Well, it's just you learn what works and you learn what doesn't. That's what it is. You learn what works, you learn what doesn't. Maybe I should dress better. At first, when you get into it, I can dress the way I want. I'm a graphic designer. They'll appreciate that, you know. And sometimes, you know, you got to dress the part. You got to look serious, you know. Like, you know, you live and you learn. Those are just some, like, little examples. But that's it. Back to the topic in terms of getting advice. You know, that was a specific example.
So where are these people now? Like, are they working the same way? Did they learn from their mistakes? Or
they're not together anymore as a business.
Okay. Well, there you go. See?
Yeah. And that was another thing, is that I never really wanted to partner up with people. The point, they wanted to partner up with me and I said no. And, you know, I would rather just do my own thing. And
so, you know, what would you recommend, or what would you suggest people do when they're first starting out and they just are hungry for information? They want to get advice, but I can imagine, well, actually, I know that advice comes from all kinds of directions.
Sure, sure.
And it depends who's giving the advice or who you are as a person. Which advice should you ditch? Which you should not? Should you just take everything in and just whatever happens, happens? Or is that bad for your business?
It's good to seek out help, mentorship from people who have been through what you're going through. For example, when people reach out to me, I try to help them as much as possible, because if they can...
Good for you.
You know, if they can have an easier time than I did, I would be happy. I would be really, really happy because it was really, really, really difficult. I wanted my business to work as much as I wanted to breathe, but I had no help. So I went through some hard times. I didn't make money for a long time. But if I can help somebody go and steer them in the right direction, that makes my day, you know? So I should have reached out to people, but I didn't. And I didn't because I didn't know anybody either. So the best thing to do is to reach out people, like-minded people, you know, that are in the same mind frame as you, in the same business as you, and have experience. Mm-hmm. That would be the best thing for anybody starting off. Mm-hmm. Absolutely get advice from people. And make sure you stay true to what you believe in. Every business is unique. Your business mm-hmm. is unique. You have a specific set of values. Right. Follow what you believe in and try to get advice from people that believe in the same things you do.
Right. Because, so, I mean, I can only imagine if you take advice that's something that you don't really want to do or actually don't understand for that matter because your psyche doesn't work that way.
Sure.
You can mess it up for yourself and for your clients.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of people give advice that just doesn't work for you because that's not your personality. You're just not that type of person. Listen, I realize 10 years after working for myself, it's very hard for me to give out work, have some help. I like to be really, really hands-on. And although it takes a lot of hours, mm-hmm. takes a lot of work to do everything yourself, I realize that's my personality. So I've seeked out again, motivational videos or if I follow someone on Instagram who's like very, you know,
gung-ho.
Gung-ho and like believes in doing the work yourself. It applies to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously worked out for you if you've been in business for 10 years.
Sure, sure. I mean, it's a lot of work, but
In 10 years, have you learned from your own mistakes? Like, are you accepting more help now? Do you have any mentors right now that you maybe not directly have them next to you, but that you keep watching or keep following?
Sure, sure. There's a lot of people on Instagram who don't have graphic design businesses, but believe in the same things that I do, which is hard work.
Do you know some, like, at top of your head?
There is a company called Flag Nor Fail. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No.
They are they sell a bodybuilding apparel.
Oh,
so
nice.
People who work out and go to the gym and t-shirts, they also have a supplement now. But the guy who started the company really started from the bottom the same way I did. You know, obviously he's way more successful. He has his huge following. They have hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers. But
really? Damn, one day.
exactly. But he really started from the bottom. And like on his t-shirts, it says, nothing replaces hard work. Flag nor fail. That's the name of their company. It's like, really, we do it or we don't. Type of thing, you know? So although they're not graphic design, they have the same values that I do, you know? Get your hands dirty, get it done,
right.
You know, no matter what. If you have to, you know, if you have to do it, you have to stay up till 5. If you have to sleep on a mattress, on the floor, you do it. I mean, I never had to do that, you know, but
yeah.
But, you know, sometimes close, you know what I mean?
Well, since I've known you, you've always been like, it seems like every time I talk to you, you're here at the office.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I really appreciate that what I have and what I built, you know? I know that sometimes these things can leave in a day. You know?
Yeah.
So I just remember the times when I first started and I was just like, this is what I want. And I never dreamed what I built here, although it's not much, you know, mm-hmm. it's a lot to me,
yeah.
you know, that
it's
I'm able
life.
To work for myself and run my own business. You know, I never dreamed I would have this, you know, like what I was, awesome. My goal before was half of this, you know what I mean? I was like, if I can do half of what I have actually now, I would have been happy. And then I just kept going. And
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Where can people find you?
My website is www.designpixel.ca.
I love how you said
www.designpixel.ca. And you can contact me there, see a bit of my work, see what I do. Twitter at Davide Giuliani.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll put it in the little beep beep.
Yes, please.
The little like... what's it called? The show notes.
Sure, sure, sure.
La la la. Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Say bye, Kim.
Bye.